Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks for each and every one of you that are here in this moment. We are connecting to the dream, and we are shining a light on the Tibetan yogas of dream and sleep by Tenzin Wangyal Rinpoche. And dreaming, as mentioned in the last segment, is a tradition that is looked upon for many reasons in all different cultures and tribes around the planet. And today we're going to start shining a little bit of light on Tibetan yogas of dream and sleep, and that in this book it's so beautifully put that this is this time just similar to death, that we all know we're going to experience death, that are here living on the planet right now, that we all go to sleep every night, and this is an opportunity to clear some energies, to reconcile things that are appearing in the dreams, and to pay attention so we can start to listen to what's being shown, and then also decide how we want to react or not react to those situations. What's really beautiful is that, and I've had this opportunity, if you might have a dream that's reoccurring, you can reconcile it, you can liberate that fear or that angst or that unknowing or feeling of not completing something. And also you can notice when that's occurring, because maybe there's something going on in your 3D perceived reality that isn't being addressed, and the dream is that red flag saying, hey, pay attention. And if you keep having it and you don't like to have that dream, then you can, in that dream realm, reconcile it. So before we go too much further in to the nature of the dream, and we're going to go through actually aspects of this philosophy for the next couple segments and just touch on a couple parts so you can contemplate, reflect, and if inspired, see what happens to your dreaming when you bring a little bit more awareness to it. See if you can start to have awareness in the dream. And if it's not that easy for you, you can always bring awareness, more awareness into your everyday life and then see what happens from there. We're going to celebrate an individual that we're going to be having an interview with later on this week, and he has a song that I played on these dream segments called Pilgrim's Dream by Riley Etheridge, and he co-wrote this with a friend of mine, I believe, or with her in mind. Either way, two special beings. While you listen to the Pilgrim's Dream, connect to, again, recapitulate what your dreams were like last night or any time in the past week, if you can remember what they were, and to see if there was a theme that stands out to you, or recapitulate what kind of emotions or feelings were rising up, and to see if you can jot them down. And when we come back, we're going to go into the perceptions and the nature of the dream. Just allow yourself to relax, connect, and be here for a few moments.
Shadows long against the wall, wish that I was 10 feet tall for you. As we close another day, I think of all the many ways we fall. In the not so distant past, men were true and built to last through all. Now as boats arriving at the dock, hopeful pilgrims held in stock and all. For that promise of a better day, the hard times to come our way, will not dissuade us from the call. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong. All the years of sacrifice, prisons of our own device, it seems. Well, the walls will crumble down when we, the power of enduring dreams, unleash. As we take another chance, face the newfound circumstance in all. Will the leap of faith that brings us here hold us through the many tears to fall? For that promise of a better day, the hard times to come our way, will not dissuade us from the call. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong.
That was A Pilgrim's Dream by Riley Etheridge, and he is on tour this month and next month, so you can connect with him on the road. And this week, we're going to have an interview with him on Thursday, and he has some beautiful wisdom and new music to share. So the dream, the nature of the dream, and in this book that I'm referencing and just sharing by my own experiences, is that we are just as much experiencing a reality in the dream state as sleep state. So the really fun part, if you connect to this philosophy and approach, is that you can actually liberate the dreaming and yourself in dreaming and outside of dreaming. It takes awareness and presence. So let's say, for instance, you have a continual nightmare. This is something that's going on in the psyche, not something that you want to take with you or keep with you. So in the dreaming, you can liberate it and start to not react to the nightmare and set it free. And once you do, then that dream goes away, as mentioned earlier. So this is how we create, and he calls them karmic tendencies, this cause and effect, and that karma can ripen in the reactions. The simple way to look at this is if you have had a relationship in your lifetime that you know where you react a certain way to certain things, and that you continually fall into the dance, and that's a choice if you choose to go down a certain path with that energy. So if you keep that in mind, this is how we can, if someone is angry at you, you can react, and this will leave a trace, as he refers to it in this book. And then that anger might rise again based on your reaction. I've experienced this myself. Many of you probably have experienced this, where you get into a situation, you engage, and then you react. And it doesn't end in a positive. No one typically feels good about that. And some people are really attached to having their emotions in a certain way, because they say they feel alive. But examine that, because really what's on the other side of that is so amazing. I can speak from my own experience, and I only want to reside there. It's not fun to be in any of those other tumultuous situations, in my opinion, but you might need to work that out until you're done with it. Positive karma, it's the same thing. It's where you're creating something to choose an alternative to anger. Let's say someone's angry at you. Rather than reacting, you utilize compassion to create a catalyst for the situation to shift. In addition, when you plant that seed of compassion, you yourself are leaving a positive imprint on that situation. You're taking the metaphorical high road, versus if you get engaged in righteousness and having to be right, you're not leaving a positive imprint, and neither is probably the other person. So choose in every moment, what kind of imprint do you want to leave in this moment? At some moments, you might need to jump in and do something to stop something horrible from happening. That's a positive trace, but it might cause you to have to shout. It might cause you have to take action a certain way. Doesn't mean that you're passive, but you're really mindful of when and how you're going to react to certain situations, and you do it from a steadfast place versus an emotional roller coaster place. So why don't we just digest that, where you want to react? Connect to yourself, and in your dreams and in your everyday life, how would you like to move through 99.9% of the time, or 90% of the time, or 80% of the time, how would you like to feel? And choose how your percentage and how you'd like to feel, a positive emotion that you would like to experience the majority of your day. That includes the nighttime. When we come back, we're going to listen to a new song from her EP by Elisaveta called Spaceman, since we're talking about dreams. We might as well talk about the Spaceman. I love this song when she featured it in its in-progress state. Think about how you want to express yourself the majority of the time. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the realms, the six realms of cyclical existence. That means samsara, suffering, and how we can move beyond that. But we're not going to fully share all that information today, but we're going to go through the realms and let you have a little bit more to digest from there. In the meantime, just enjoy the Spaceman and figure out how you would like to feel the majority of the time. It's that simple.
I
done by Elisaveta, her new EP. Please be sure to support the arts if you're so inspired. Riley Etheridge and Elisaveta on iTunes, Amazon, and their websites. So from there, I hope you are able to connect to how you would like to feel most of the time. That's a big question, and maybe it's an easy answer for some of you, and maybe others of you have an answer but have no idea how you're going to get there. So I'm hoping that I'm voting for joy, fun, laughter, happiness, as it would be referred since we're looking at Tibetan traditions of dreaming. So where we're going to dive in right now are the realms, and this is, again, syntax from Tibetan traditions. So you'll just imagine your mind's eye, but we're going to go through a chart. And then how this relates to the dreams is, again, if we make those little imprints in certain locations, or if we still have a feeling or an emotion, as you'll see as we go through these realms, you will begin to quickly identify where there might be a little bit of work to do and the realms you have been dancing around in. So these realms are, as they'll explain, I'm just going to use the universal they, whoever they is, Tibetan traditions, and will explain that these realms, you can be born into these realms and actually have karma or lessons to learn from these realms, or a path to explore these realms, or a destiny with these realms. In addition, you can dance in and out of these realms and experience people from these realms that are embodied in 3D human suits, and they are that. So you might say, well, wow, that's a lot of information. Just consider it more in a simple fashion that we have people that are potentially stuck in certain places. They can get out of there just like you or I could get out of there, but it's a choice and it takes awareness. So this is the fun part. If you start looking at your dreaming as an opportunity to go in, liberate, make some peace with things, let things dissipate. You no longer, as he shares in here so beautifully, approach everything with duality, right, wrong, bad, good. You'll erase duality and you'll start to approach life in a different way. That resonance, that change within yourself starts to shift the world around you because you interact with it differently. You have something more to offer and you have a lot of compassion for everyone else that's not there yet. And it doesn't mean that you might even get there in this lifetime or other lifetimes, but if you're working towards it, you'll start to have these ahas, like, wow, and your mind gets blown out, and you go, wow, and that's what I say a lot, wow, I can't believe that, and you don't even have words to describe what you're experiencing. But you have to be willing to practice and take responsibility for your part. Everything that we point to as external that's happening to us isn't really that external. It's an integral part of our existence. And this is why the dreaming is so fascinating, because you'll start to see where you are participating, where you're the observer, and where you want to engage. And so, as you do, we'll talk about these realms. So, we have the hell realm. Now, the primary emotion of this hell realm is hatred. So that kind of ties it up right there. So if you know or you've uttered that word, really think about that. And the energy location on your body for this realm is at the soles of your feet. So to think about that and where to be mindful of where you're walking, and also to think about if you do have any hatred for anyone or anything, that you spend some time doing some deep introspection on how you can clear that up just for yourself. You don't want to be taking this from one lifetime to the next. In addition, if you feel this emotion, maybe you subside it in your everyday life, but it comes out in your dreams. Again, this is a point that you can take right action in those dreams. Now, the next realm is hungry ghost, greed. This is in your sacral area. This is where we get a lot of addiction to sense pleasures, all these different things. So think about the reflections outside of us, there's a lot of them around greed right now in our post-industrial capitalist society, and where your own greed lies, where maybe sometimes you want to take everything for yourself and not share it with someone, or you're apt to hold on to certain things and not want to be generous with them. So notice in your life where you're participating in the hungry ghost realm. Then we have the animal realm, and this is ignorance. This is in the solar plexus, and most of our society at large, we're ignorant on one level or another because of the state of affairs. We all need to take kind of responsibility for what's happening around us and start doing our inner work so we can think about where are we not really really being a critical thinker and using our will and our power to take hold of what we know to be true in our ethics. So, and that can start to liberate that ignorance. So the next one is human realm, and this is jealousy, and this is located in the heart. So think about if you're a very jealous person, or if you've been jealous of others. We still have another word right above that, which is called envy, which is the demigod throat area. So jealousy and envy kind of do a dance together and can affect our speech and how we relate to one another and our actions. So again, see how you dance around in these realms, if you're familiar with these emotions, whether they've been projected at you or you have projected them at others. Then the god, the devas realm, pleasurable distraction at the crown. When you are really just seeking pleasure. And so these are our realms to think about. And then as we go through, we're going to go through the antidote to help liberate some of these emotions and see what we can do to maybe make some forward progress as a society. That sounds exciting. So when we come back, I'm going to go through each one again. And as we go through it, we'll just talk about the emotions or the opposing medicine that we can give ourselves when we notice that it rises up for ourselves and others. What we're going to do right now is take a deep breath. We are going to listen to Alanis Morissette, So-Called Chaos. And when we come back, we'll conclude with a little bit of medicine, a sign out, and a little respite with one more song.
Right.
I thought that song, so-called Chaos by Alanis Morissette, might create a little distraction from the realms that I was taking us through, and hopefully also giving you the opportunity to connect with your inner self and realizing where in your life you might be participating in those realms. So to close out this segment, before we go any deeper into this book, which is a lot, what we just covered, because it basically, if you were listening closely, you realize that it connects to our entire reality. So we'll just give a simple conclusion as far as the antidotes, what you can do instead of going for something that is only going to keep you in that cycle of samsara. We will give you simple anecdotes that you can practice with. So if you notice that you hang out in one realm or the other, especially in your waking dreams or your sleeping dreams, start to bring the medicine with you and see what happens. So anger, the antidote there is pure unconditional love. So if you are an angry person, start to practice feeling love for the situation that you might be angry at. And in addition, if someone's angry at you, start feeling unconditional love for them. In the hungry ghost realm, greed is generosity, the open giving of what others need unties that hard knot of greed. So if you constrain, you hold, and you're not generous, practice generosity, radical generosity, as my friend Naboom will say, and see what happens. And if you feel that you're in a life of scarcity, you can still be generous. It's really amazing how easy it is to be generous, even if you don't think you have anything to give. Animal realm, ignorance. So the remedy here is know your true self. So that's taking time to go inward, taking time for meditation. Receptive silence is a great way to really understand self, and a lot more than just that, but that's a great place to start. Human realm, jealousy. The antidote here is to great openness of the heart. the openness that arises when we connect to our true nature. So you see how ignorance and jealousy can go hand in hand. So take time to learn about your true nature. Then, the demigod realm, pride is the primary affliction of this realm. So if you have a lot of pride, the antidote here is great peace and humility. And I find humility is such a beautiful friend. And realize that negative self-centeredness is what arises when someone's overly proud. That means that they don't feel self-worth. So for those outside of the person that is witnessing this, have compassion, because it's not because they think they're better than anyone else. They actually think they're less than. So having compassion for them and reassurance is a beautiful thing to help them move towards humility. The next realm is the God realm, and the pleasure distraction, self-centered sense of lazy joy and self-centered pleasure. So in this, you want to take time to encompass that with compassion and really have awareness where you want to start to shift that behavior and how you can maybe move that self-centered pleasure seeking to joy and service for others rather than just for self. So you can take this knowledge into your dreams and see what happens from there, and just explore it, write it down, record, just as I mentioned before, to see what happens. And then in the waking state and the sleep state, see if you can stand up and be a little different than you normally do in your habits and your patterns, and leave an imprint that you remembered that you would like to have and experience the majority of the time. See if you can leave that imprint in every situation. Until next time, we are going to sign out with A Full Moon Sleep by Massage Tribe. As we sign out with that full moon sleep, she is giving you a deep bow with a big smile, a soft gaze, a full heart, and a namaste. Be simply.